War Hotel in Moore, West Virginia.
Carl Rutherford playing guitar. John Dash.
Uh-huh. John Dash be doing some singing. You know, yeah. What you got
this
in mind?
This is Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly.
That's the oldest one I know.
Okay, I'm going to put you in.
They used it to court my wife.
Go ahead, Arnold. Nearly 60 years ago. Along in the 60s, John. How old are you?
Pretty Polly, I'll take you mama.
Get it again in a minute. I want to get this thing set here.
Just what kind do you want? Just
exact same.
Just the old ones.
But we want to sing that one again.
Huh?
I want to sing that Pretty Polly again.
Do it again?
Yeah, change the setting.
Yeah, he's changed the setting there to get things more balanced, I think.
Okay.
Or get more tenor in your voice or more bass or something.
Pretty Polly, I'll tell you my mind is to travel and leave you behind. Your parents don't like me, they say I'm too poor, they say I'm not worthy to enter your door. My parents don't like you, but why do you care? You know I'm your Polly, you know I'm your dear. Yes, I know you're my Polly, but I'm not long to stay. So go with me, darling, we'll drive on their way. Yes, Lord, I'll be long, and we'll drive till we come to some little cabin that we can call home. Darling, I'll go with you, for I am told it's your love I'm wanting, not silver nor gold. I hate to leave Mama, she treats me so kind, but I'll do as I promised that Johnny of mine. So goodbye, dear Mama, we're leaving today, we'll load up a long and then we'll drive on our way. Yes, we'll load up in the morning, and we'll drive till we come to some little cabin that we can call home. That do all right?
Oh, yeah. What's the name of it?
Little Mother of the Hills. You'll start the beginning again.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. He didn't get none of that. We just I sounded out for a chord. Just Little Mother of the Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a path that leads back to that home I love so well, in the mountains of sunny Tennessee. Mother's gone from those hills, but the place that I love still leads me back to my home. Mother's gone from her home in the mountains. but blue forevermore on that happy distant shore where she's gone from the hilltop Tennessee. Mother's gone from her home in the mountains to her place in the land of the blessed. How I'd like to go today, all her love I would repay. She's my sweet little mother of the hill. When the rose by that path blooms some more, I'll gladly go to that sweet little mother of the hill. With a smile on her face, she will greet me in that place where she's gone from the hills of Tennessee. Now mother's gone from her home in the mountains to her place in the land of the blessed. How I'd like to go today, all her love I would repay. She's my sweet little mother.
Did your people sing, John?
Every one of them, I reckon. My dad used to sing, of course. You see, I spent more than 30 years in the coal mines. I got silicosis and pneumococcus both. That don't help nothing. Oh, I used to love to sing. I was singing in church.
What were your father's songs?
Huh?
What were your father's songs?
What was his song?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Usually thing is something like he'd heard on the radio.
Was his name John? He was John, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And his daddy was named John.
Holy mackerel, right now then that makes me know of...
And Eddie's name's John.
Four or five of you.
And then his John boy named John, and he's got a boy named John. We just pass it on down.
Yeah, it's really passing. John is heavy in the Dash family, isn't it?
See, my grandfather was born one day before the ship docked in Maryland. He come from Germany.
Uh-huh.
His parents did. And he was born one day. Daddy got into a poker game, and they got in a fight, and fella killed him. And his mother was already, you know, just almost ready, and she went into labor right there and had a darn ship. So Undertaker thought that was funny. I was telling you, when my dad died, and
yeah,
I was giving him the information. He said, where was his daddy born? I said, he's born at sea.
Yeah.
Kind of a strange thing.
Well, how'd y'all find such good German-type women here in West Virginia? Because I remember, John, when I was a kid in the 40s, I remember coming to your house and eating cabbage rolls and light red rolls that she'd baked, and you'd get your manna out.
Well, I didn't find them in.
Oh, you didn't find her around here?
No.
Where'd you find her?
No, you're talking about my wife.
I'm talking about your wife.
Oh, my
remember
wife.
In the 40s I used to come to your house?
I got her old Sheriff Coretta.
Oh, you met old Coretta?
Yeah.
Huh. Son of a gun. I know she could sure make a good cabbage roll.
But you know,
roll,
it's a funny thing.
And she can make a good light bread roll.
Funny thing, you can't. At one time, her dad, that's before me and her married, he went home with me for something. I happened to be at his house, and he went home with me. He got to look at my mother. He said, you know what? He said, you look like my mother.
Huh.
And the thing about it was, actually, our kin folks was kin.
No kidding.
Yeah, see, yeah. My ancestors, my mother's folks, came from Kentucky. And my dad's folks was from down here at Rose Hill, Virginia. And the old man, Irv Hicks, his folks come from Kentucky and come find out why their kin folks are kidney. She was
all of German descent.
Now, I don't know, actually, I guess.
I don't think the Hicks.
Oh, no, Hicks, I doubt. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have fun with the Hicks.
It's a strange thing, ain't it?
John, did you ever find any Hickses around war that claim kin to each other?
Huh?
Have you ever found any Hickses around war that claim kin to each other?
No, they don't.
I ain't found one that'll claim
kin. A different set.
There's five or seven different Hickses around war, and they won't know one claim kin to each other. I get the biggest kick out of them.
They's
I was wondering if John would know that he'd claim kin, because he'd been around
but
long.
But you see, now my wife's grandfather, he wasn't a Hicks at all, but he killed a man and went into Kentucky and took the name of Hicks. His wife was a Hicks.
Oh, heck.
And he took the name of Hicks, and his old man Henry Hicks.
Uh-huh.
That's what he called himself.
Then he broke a chain in her surnames, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke a chain of surnames coming down the line.
Yeah.
There's some Hamilton somewhere back in my family that way, and I ain't never got it really tracked out yet. That can happen in families,
man,
I guess.
Don't do for a man to look up his family tree too much.
I used to get told by my grandma. No, we don't talk about that. Remember Riley Muncy and Patsy Muncy? I used to get told by Patsy Muncy, we don't talk about that. Shut up, Mom. That's no more questions. I guess somebody lived with somebody.
Well, see, my people. But I started going with my wife. They didn't want me to go with her at all.
How come?
The Hickses, a lot of them had a bad name, see, and they thought it was all like that.
Yeah. They thought you was going to get a Lulu and be saddled with her the rest of your life. You got a good one, didn't you?
Funny.
You got
now,
a good
my
one.
Wife, her dad and mother was come to Church of God, got saved. And they would come out to Sunday school, and of course I went to Sunday school just to court. I was just a court size. But I seen her in church one night. I was sitting back there and I saw her. I thought, that's just a pretty girl. I'm gonna see if I can get a date with her. And I got up after church was over and walked up there. When I did, I seen she's just a little girl. She's only 11 years old.
You're going to have to wait on her.
Yeah. Anyway, went on. I was still, kind of struck on a little. And
yeah.
We had a picnic up where I live, and the Sunday school did. And so after we'd done eating, just fooling around there, and my brother-in-law, he lived up there, and he started town. He said, you want to go to town with me? I said, yeah, I'll go with you. And I got in car with him, and her folks had just pulled out coming around the mountain. And right around this side of that hut up there, I asked him, I said, can you pass that car? And he said, yeah. And he drove past him. I said, you see that girl there in the window? I said, I'm going to marry that girl.
Uh-huh.
And she was just about 12 years old.
Yeah.
But I kept my promise. I married her.
Yeah.
When she got to be 16.
Oh, you waited until 16?
Yeah, I courted her for 5 years.
Mm. Didn't think about getting her mom and daddy's permission and doing it younger, huh?
No, Lord.
Or she wouldn't go for it.
I had a hard enough time.
Had a hard enough time getting daddy or her?
I had to pretend that I was coming out to see her brother and pile around with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
That pretty Polly is what you sang to her, huh?
Yeah, I used to sing it to her. Name's Pearl, but I just changed it a little bit. I made Polly. Pretty Polly.
You ever sang a tune called Buffalo Gals?
A little bit of it. I don't know just a verse or two of it.
That's me, too. I know a verse or two of it, but I don't know all of it. And I'd love to hear it sung around by older people and see if I can pick up a verse or two.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking and her knees kept knocking and her toes kept a rocking.
How does it go?
She slipped the dolly with a hole in the stocking and dancing by the light of the moon. Buffalo Girls.
Wait a minute, that's wrong with you. Try this, her a bit higher. Buffalo girls, won't you?
Ain't you coming out tonight? Ain't you coming out tonight? Ain't you coming out tonight? Buffalo gal, ain't you coming out tonight? Today, that's not all I've done, all right. What about Old Smokey? You got that one? Give me a little key, a little louder.
Let's get you a little lower.
Tops of on the top of Old
Smokey.
Yeah, Smokey.
Let me get up here for you.
All covered with snow. Where I lost my true love.
I ain't found you yet.
My court is torn.
Now I found you.
Boarding is pleasure.
Songs got some awful good lines in them, ain't they? Well, they got some lines that say a lot. Hot dog, I'd love to hear that. Let's find the right pitch so before we take off on
it. That was back in the 20s.
Make sure we got the right pitch.
In a little too low. There's a little rosewood casket. Sitting on a marble stand.
You need a little higher, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little rosewood casket.
Maybe that'll work.
Sitting on a marble stand. And a package of love letter written by my package of love letters written by my true lover's hand. Yes, I'm a little bit old.
I can get wrapped up in that song. I can get wrapped up in that song.
I got an old Western song. Cowboy song.
You got an idea of what the name of it is, or do you know, or do you care?
Let me think a little bit. It's got a name. I can't remember.
Well, it don't make a great lot of difference, because if you know the words, we can probably find a name to it.
Yeah. Punching the dough.
Punching the dough. That's hunt for you, key for it.
Come all you buddies, I'll sing you a song. Lay back from the wagon, stay where you belong. I hear you observing, I'm foreseeing slow. While you're punching cattle, I'm punching the dough. You say I am old with my feet on the skin. Well, I tell you right now that you're nothing but kids. In the old days, cow punchers, just what they got, it was sour belly beans and the old coffee pot.
Oh, now, what do you think the name of it is? Punching Dough?
Punching the Dough.
Okay, you like his pitch? Or you want a little higher?
A little higher, I believe.
A little higher, okay. C, what's our D?
Maybe we can get it there. Come all you weddies, I'll sing you a song. Lay back from the wagon, stay where you belong. I hear you observing, I'm foreseeing so. While you're punching cattle, I'm punching the dough. You brag about shooting up windows and lights. Just try shooting biscuits for 12 appetites.
That's all right. That's pretty. That's pretty. Just work on it. Work on it. You want to go slower? Want to try a slower pace? Maybe it'll come to you better.
In the old days, cowpunchers knew just what they got. It was sour belly beans and the old coffee pot. Now you come howling for pie and for cake, and you cuss out the cook for a good bellyache. Hello. You say I am old with my feet on the skid. Well, I tell you right now that you're nothing but kids. You brag about shooting up windows and lights.
What was the first line of that verse you just done? But I didn't hear it. Sing that verse again, just start out at the beginning.
You say I am old with my feet on the skid. Well, I tell you right now that you're nothing but kids. You brag about shooting up windows and lights. Just try shooting biscuits for 12 appetites.
Any more of it coming to you?
No, that.
I like that. Yeah. Try shooting biscuits at 12 hungry appetites, huh?
Yeah, I got that one. Then another from him was, the other night I was a dreaming, and to me it was a seeming that it was a sky pilot riding in the air. And I heard the people calling, he's a falling, he's a falling. And I waked and found my feet out cold and bare. Then went on, let's see. He said, the bought myself a Ford machine. I filled it up with gasoline. I cranked up and that thing got away. No, it didn't wait till I got in. Now all I own's a pilot team, but every month I walk right up and pay. Up and pay, up and pay. So much down and so much every certain day. All I own's a pilot team, a pilot team, a pilot team, but every month I walk right up and pay.
Did you get any of that?
Why don't you take that from the top?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I start that over. I like that.
Bought myself a Ford machine. I filled it up with gasoline. I cranked it up and that thing got away. No, it didn't wait till I got in. Now all I own's a pile of teeth, but every month I walk right up and pay. Up and pay. Up and pay, so much down and so much every certain day. All I own's a pile of tin, a pile of tin, a pile of tin, but every month I walk right up and pay. Take me back to Colorado, she's beating all the weather. Take me back to Colorado for the stay. Colorado in the evening when the old coyote's leaving.
Alcohol pile 10. Pile 10. No, that's got to be a Model 8. A Ford, ain't it? Or a Model T. You cranked it.
Yeah.
Cranked it.
Yes, Model T.
Yeah, I had to get out and crank it and jump in and go. Then it took off without.
Of course, that'd be a Model T. A too.
Yeah, that'd be a Model T, wouldn't it? Because it'd be in gear, wouldn't it, if somebody wasn't setting it?
Well, you see, it jacked up one rear wheel to make the magneto come close together so it would start.
Yeah. Spin the wheel till you got it right, and then crank it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it happened to fall off the jack, you better
there
get
she
out
went.
Of the way. Because it was in high gear.
Oh, Lord.
Did you ever sing any coal mining songs, John?
Well, the morning I was born, it was drizzling rain. Fussing and fighting is my middle name. I was raised in a cane brick by no mama line. There ain't no high-stepping woman to make me walk the line. Load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Snake Peter, don't you call me, boy. I can't go. Oh, my soul. Well, the morning I was born, it was drizzling rain.
That's it. Picked up my shovel, or pick, and went to the mines that way.
There's two of them, you say. Morning I was born, it was drizzling rain. Pussing and fighting is my middle name. I was raised in the cane, right by no mama line. Ain't no high-stepping woman to make me walk the line. Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, for I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Now the morning I'd born, the sun didn't shine. Picked up a shovel and I walked to the mine. Loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. Strong boy said, well, bless my soul.